Now, friends, we come here to the 82nd Psalm, and this is a psalm that, very candidly, has been very much misunderstood. The critic will turn to this psalm and more or less ridicule it. Those who deny the deity of Christ use this psalm. So it is important. And this is a psalm that is prophetic. It looks to the future for God's earthly people, for the nation Israel. And we see in connection with that the glory of the Lord. And it's wonderful when these are brought together. And we have here a prophetic description of the judgment which God will execute in the day when He saves the remnant. Now he begins on that note. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. Well, that hasn't happened yet, and it will in the millennium. This looks to the future. And it says, He judgeth among the gods. Now, who is He calling gods here? It'll be important in a few moments. Verse 2, How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Now, here is a verse of Scripture that is very important to understand. Who is He calling gods? He's calling the judges gods. And why does He call them that? Because today they stand in His place and actually in God's shoes, if I may use that expression. And he goes on to say to them this, Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the land of the wicked. Now, here is something that is very important. When the Lord Jesus comes as the judge to this earth, He's going to defend the poor and the fatherless, the afflicted and the needy. These are the ones. Now, one of the big arguments today against capital punishment is that the rich always get off. The poor are the ones that pay the penalty. Therefore, we ought to get rid, according to that, of course, you ought to get rid of all law, because the rich get off and the poor have to pay the penalty. And God is saying here to the judges, I want you to defend the poor and the fatherless. This idea today that is abroad of giving the poor an opportunity is not new at all. Just as old here is the Book of Psalms. And God is saying He intends to do that someday. The Lord Jesus, the Messiah, when He is reigning on this earth, will defend the poor and the fatherless, the afflicted and the needy. And today, judges are to do that because they're in God's place, and they occupy God's place. Now he says, deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. And now we come to something that's interesting. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in the darkness. All in the foundations of the earth are out of course. And certainly today, the world is being shaken and is in great turmoil. And one of the great problems has been the judges of the earth and the judges of our land today. It's so very easy for a judge to be like Pilate, wash his hands and say, well, I don't believe in that uncivilized method of punishing people by capital punishment. He can escape, you see that. Well, when anyone comes before him, he ought to remember justice is blind. And if it's a rich man that's committed a crime that deserves capital punishment, it should be executed. But unfortunately, very few of them have had to pay for their crimes. Now will you notice, he says in verse 6, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Now, what does he mean when he says, you're gods? Now, the Lord Jesus himself, you'll recall, quoted that when they came to him and actually questioned his deity. Why, he answered them with this scripture here. They accused him, you remember, of blasphemy, because actually he made himself God. He says, I and my Father are one. And they accused him of blasphemy. And the Lord Jesus said, why, it's written in your law, ye're gods. And he is saying to them that they are sitting in the place of judgment. And when you sit in the place of judgment, you are taking the place of God. And so many of the saints today are guilty of that type of thing. They sit in judgment on other saints. Well, Paul, you remember, said, I'm not judged any man. I'm going to stand before him someday, and because of that, I don't even judge myself. When you stand in the place of judgment, why, you're acting for God. And you're God's when you're judging. You've taken that position. And I'm fearful of our nation today with so many godless men that are seeking office. Because to begin with, they know nothing of the background of this country. They are not in spiritual tune with the founding of this nation that was founded on the Word of God. And I remember years ago, and I was greatly impressed by that judge in New York City. Was it the Rosenthals that were brought before him, and they were guilty of being spies? And this judge was a Jew, and he said that the night before, the next day that he handed in judgment, he spent that whole night in prayer. I was impressed by that, my friend. Why? Well, because he was going to have to hand down a harsh judgment. He was going to have to stand actually in the place of God and take the life of a man. And a man that has that position ought to be a godly man. He ought to be a man of prayer. And I was impressed a great deal by that. I feel like today that the big problem is with the judges, actually not the criminal out in front. It's with the judges. And the breakdown of law and order, it's a strange place, has begun among the law profession and not really with the criminal element at all. Now, any time that you pass judgment on a person, you stand in the position of God. You know, parents ought to recognize that. What does God say to a little fella that's growing up in a home? Why, he says, little fella, I want you to listen to your mama and your papa. I want you to follow what they have to say. But wait a minute. Suppose papa and mama don't tell them the right thing and don't bring them up as they should, and they're a lot like that today. God says, I'm going to hold them responsible because they're in my place. They occupy that position because I have said to that little boy, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, forsake not the law of thy mother. And God help the father or the mother today that's not leading a child in a godly pathway. Someone said, what is worse than going to hell? And the answer that was given by a great preacher of the South years ago was to go to hell to hear the voice of a boy. And the father recognizes it and says, my son, what are you doing here? And the boy says, Dad, I followed you. May I say to you, friends, this is a tremendous verse. God says to the judges, you be sure you judge accurately. Be sure it's just. You're gods. And all of you are children of the Most High. That's what he's talking about here. Now he says, but ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Now, you may stand in the place of God, but you're a human being, and one day you're coming down, and you're going to have to stand before God. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. And that was a prayer and will be a prayer of the nation Israel. I'm not sure what I could join in that prayer today. O God, judge this earth. O God, you're going to inherit all the nations. This is yours, and judge the earth. That is a prayer I think that any can pray today.